Doyle has signed a bill that will eventually levy corporate taxes based on company sales alone. The measure will drop company property and payroll from the state assessment. The law will not take effect for a couple more years, so as to ease in the eventual $45 million hit to the state's treasury. But business groups are still very happy with the measure. At a signing ceremony in Milwaukee, local Association of Commerce President Tim Sheehy praised the governor.
And I know this is about your 53rd or 54th trip to Milwaukee. If you keep delivering goods like this to us, you're welcome back on a daily basis. Furthermore, I know your administration is really into this because it's rare you see the revenue secretary show up someplace where he's going to collect less revenue.
Revenue Secretary Michael Morgan joined Doyle at Harley-Davidson's plant in Milwaukee. Republican lawmakers sponsored the single sales factor bill. Senator Kathy Stepp of Racine says the measure should reduce job loss and encourage other firms to locate here.
I believe that when we show that we value the corporations that we have here today, especially in my district that's been hurt the hardest by high unemployment, it's so important that we retain those good employers and bring other employers together so we can have good, high-paying jobs.
A few years ago, Democrats and Republican Governor Tommy Thompson wanted to link any passage of single sales factor to a business tax crackdown called combined reporting. But Governor Doyle says he never backed that link and doesn't plan to push the combined reporting idea. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.